Welcome to Choose to Become, a podcast about discovering yourself, cultivating self-love, and choosing to do the work to become the very best version of you. I'm your host, Lindsay Casey, and I'm so excited that you're here. On this show, we talk about all the things. We talk about self-development, healing, and just basically creating a life that we love. Stay tuned. It's almost December, and you know what that means. It is the motherfucking holidays. We are talking about how to get through the holidays without losing your mind, without eating and drinking too much, and with boundaries. How to not have those conversations that you don't want to have at the Christmas table. Let's talk about it. Welcome to Choose to Become. It's been a minute. If you're new here, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. If you're not new here, welcome back. It feels so good to be back. Long story short, laptop died, was trying to get it fixed, ended up getting a new laptop on Black Friday. Shout out to Best Buy. And here we are. So it is November 30th when I am recording this. The season is well upon us. It is almost the holiday season. It is almost Christmas. Thanksgiving is come and gone, so I am low-key late. I apologize, my loves. I am here now, and I have missed you, all of you, new and old. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So everyone's getting together for the holidays, or maybe not. Maybe you're spending the holidays by yourself. I've done that for many years over the years. Wherever you're landing this holiday season, I feel like these tips will serve you. So stay tuned. Let's start with number one. Get clear on your boundaries. Boundaries, I could do a whole episode on boundaries alone. Boundaries are everything. Boundaries are the difference between doing something that you don't want to do because you feel like you should, and doing what's true for you and letting the chips fall where they may. And by letting the chips fall where they may, I mean by letting people feel how they're going to feel about you doing what's best for you. If you don't want to go to the holiday party, the Christmas party, the work party, or even like Christmas dinner with the family, you don't have to go. I'm going to say that again. You're not required to go and celebrate with someone or a family, whoever, because you feel obligated. You need to get really clear on what feels best for you. Maybe your year has been super hectic too. Maybe you are in an introvert moment or in your introverted era and you're like, I just kind of want to sit by my own tree and drink hot cocoa and have my own moment with my kids or with myself or with my man or with my girlfriend, whoever the fuck. Some elves, Santa, whoever you want to invite, do that. Don't feel obligated to go just because someone is guilt tripping you into going or just because you've always gone. There is this amazing quote that I am going to paraphrase here in Glennon Doyle's book, Untamed. And it goes along the lines of worry less about disappointing others and worry more about not disappointing yourself. So we get caught in that trap, especially if we are people pleasers, like myself, recovering people pleaser here. We get caught up in this feeling of, what are they gonna think if I don't go? How are they gonna feel if I don't go? And then we go do the thing, right? And we don't wanna be there. We're checking our phone. We're not having fun. We're telling our friends to text us that there's an emergency somewhere else so we can get the fuck out. We're not happy in going. So this year, let's try something new. If you don't wanna go, if it's a hell no, like if you feel that feeling in your belly when you get the invitation and it's a no, just say no. No is a complete sentence. You can say it respectfully. You can make an excuse, whatever you want to do, but you do not have to go, okay? You have my permission. Not that you need it, but if you feel like you need permission, this is your permission to stay the fuck home or to do whatever it is that you do want to do. Okay, moving on. Number two, allow yourself to honor how you're feeling. So this is a big one to unpack. For me personally, my parents died when I was young. I was raised in an adoptive family that was good, and I was very grateful, but it was also very abusive. And there wasn't a lot of space to bring up or even mention how I felt as a child or teenager or young adult, you know, how I felt around the holidays that I was missing my parents, as one fucking would. So I would hold that in. And when I became an adult, I realized, oh shit, Lindsay, like you can honor how you feel. I don't really talk to a lot of people in my family that I grew up in. So I was doing holidays on my own with my own kids and my own, you know, found family, if you will. And basically, I started a few years ago, like lighting a candle for my mom, lighting a candle for my dad, sitting and allowing myself to cry. Like, I am a big fan of crying. I am a crying advocate, if you will. And I think that it is important to let that emotion out. There's a reason you feel the urge to cry. It's because you need to cry, motherfucker. Like, let that shit out. The more that you're holding that in, that's just going to create resistance in your body. That's just going to create dis-ease in your body, and it's not going to play out well for you. So around the holidays, a lot of times, if you aren't, maybe your family's living and you're just not close, that can feel like a death. That can bring the same emotions of abandonment and sadness and the, you know, I wish things were different energy. And that's okay. Don't shove that down and feel like, again, coming back to the should, that you should be over that or you should feel differently because now you're a grown adult. No, you're still a human being. At the end of the day, y'all, and this is like not science backed, but I feel like somewhere this is like psychology based. We're just kids. Like, we're just the wounded version of ourselves, but now we're adults and we have more awareness, hopefully, and responsibility. But at the end of the day, those feelings still reside within us. So honor that. If you're sad about something, honor that. Don't feel like you have to hide it because you're supposed to be all fucking merry and cheerful. No, there's a place for sadness too in the holidays. If you're feeling something, I say this all the time in my yoga classes, if you're feeling something, it's valid. So let yourself feel it. Honor how you're feeling, and it goes back to the first one. If you're feeling upset, if you're feeling sad, and you don't want to go to the family dinner because of whatever, you don't have to. If you don't want to go to the Friendsgiving, I know Thanksgiving passed, but for next year, you know, you don't need to. Do what's best for you, and the right people will understand. The third thing that I want to bring up is not letting yourself get caught up in trends and or societal expectations. You don't have to do what everyone else is doing. If you don't want to celebrate, you don't fucking have to. If you're mad that you've heard Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You before it was even October 31st, you're allowed to feel that way. You don't have to feel like you're a Grinch because you don't like Christmas carols. Like, don't get caught up in that. Enjoy your time off, even if you're not celebrating. If you get time off work, enjoy that shit. You don't have to celebrate like everyone else. You don't have to come bearing gifts. You're not Santa, the fuck? Like, you're not required to participate in the white elephant game if they're having a work thing. You know, my niece was having a like Thanksgiving thing at her job, and she didn't want to go. She didn't want to go. Her coworkers were literally fucking peer pressuring her and saying, come in the break room. Don't be a Grinch. Like, big shade to them. Like, who, if they don't want to go, they don't want to go. Like, we work together. We're not homies. But she goes in because she, like I, we're people pleasers. She goes in there, eats some food that she didn't want to eat in the first place, calls me later, and she's fucking sick. She threw up. Y'all, side note, you can't eat everybody's cooking, okay? If it looks funky, it probably ain't right, and your gut's gonna disagree with you, and then you're gonna be too sick to eat the right food. Just as a side note, you can't eat everybody's cooking. But I digress, per usual. I am just saying, don't feel obligated. A big thing is gifts. Money is tight. Like, if you can just get gifts for your immediate family, then do that. People will understand. You're not obligated to get people gifts. And if you are getting gifts, get what you can afford. Don't go outside of your means just to put on a show and then you go home and you're like, damn, rent's due in 6 days. You know what I mean? Like, do what is right for your pockets. Do what is right for how you're feeling this year. I'll give you an example from my own life. My birthday is November 20th. Scorpio, fucking team Scorpio. If you're a Scorpio, shout out to us. But I usually have my Christmas tree up and decorated before Thanksgiving. Yes, I'm one of them. Don't judge me. But this year, my tree went up like 5 or 6 days ago, and there is not a light or an ornament on it. It's just been a busy year. It's been a different kind of year this year. My son was even like, Mom, like, I can't believe this is not like you. Like, normally the tree's like decorated, like, we've got a whole eggnog night, like, we have a whole thing. This year, it's definitely going to be a little bit later, and that's okay. Like, my first inkling was to be like, oh God, like, where's my Christmas spirit? And it's like, oh, it's still in there, but like, other things have taken priority, and I'm not going to beat myself up about it. So don't beat yourself up about it. Maybe you're not putting up a tree this year. That's okay. Like, it's okay to do what feels right for you. You don't have to do what the next person's doing or what is quote unquote expected of you. Do what feels right for you. So I hope that this helped you just a little bit. I hope that wherever you're at this time of the year, that you're feeling good, and that if you're not, you're checking in with yourself. Allow yourself to feel what's coming up. If you're not in the mood, that's okay. If you're overly in the mood and your tree's been up since fucking September, I love that for you. You know, let yourself live. If you are getting together with family and or friends, enjoy that time with those people. Have good conversations with those people. You know, don't get so caught up in what it looks like. Get more caught up in what it feels like for you. Get what you need to get out of that. That's what relationships are about, is mutual love and support. That's the gift. Like, presence. And I don't mean presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S. I mean presence, P-R-E-S-E-N-C-E. Be present. Be present. Because that is the gift. Literally. Is just being present with wherever you're at in this moment, and knowing that every year doesn't have to look and feel the same. What you're doing is not going to look like what somebody else is doing, and you're not wrong for that. If you are in a situation with family, put those boundaries in place. If a conversation's being had that you don't agree with, it's okay to speak up on that, or it's okay to leave if you're not, you know, if you feel like it's going to become a whole thing. That's not the time and place, right? Like, you can choose a different time and place to have that conversation about how you felt about what the person said. You know that you can always do what's right for you regardless of the time of year. Thank you so much for listening. I hope life is good. I'm really shooting to have episodes coming up more often. We shall see. But, you know, just keep rocking with me. I'm going to keep bringing you good stuff. I'm going to keep bringing you things that have served me, things that I'm going through that I'm realizing, hey, I don't have to do that. I don't have to show up like that. I'm wanting to share that with you so that you know that you have that permission, that you can show up however the fuck you want. We are choosing to become, and the becoming never ends. If you like this episode, share it with a friend. If you have a friend who's sort of stressed about Christmas or the holidays, maybe send it to them. Share it in your stories. The more people that see it, the more people can find us and listen and get these amazing messages that I share. And have a happy motherfucking holiday. I'll talk to you soon.